Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting second. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Puccinelli. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Al Nemec. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Kelly. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Harry Kelly. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Billy Werber. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, John Kroner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Johnny Markham. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kroner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer bunts towards the mound. Kelly fields it and throws to first for the out. Werber moves to second. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Puccinelli chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards third. Higgins fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Higgins. Puccinelli throws the ball into Higgins, who tags Cook trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Werber scores. Cook moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Fox reaches second base with a double. Cook scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly spins and fires to second, and Cronin is picked off. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Nemec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nemec hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-0 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cook. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Cook steals second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cook moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom takes first base on ball 4. Finney moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive towards short. Cronin catches it and throws to first to double up Newsom. Two outs. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Puccinelli hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kroner hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Markham hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Werber. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Higgins moves to third. One out. Al Niemiec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemiec is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemiec hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Niemiec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Werber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Finney moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Puccinelli hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nemec settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses, who is chasing the ball. Cronin reaches third base with a triple. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0-for-2 in the game. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Nemec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nemec is 0-for-2 in the game. Nemec hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Croner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Markham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Markham reaches second base with a double. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a line drive towards first. Finney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Nicholson pinch hits for Frankie Hayes. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Harry Kelly. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. Dean reaches second base with a double. Nicholson moves to third. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nicholson scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Newsom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dean scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Jack Russell now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0 for 3 in the game. Puccinelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Moss now catching. Randy Gumpert now pitching. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cook moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Cook trying to get to home. Johnson throws the ball into Moss, who tags Cook, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Fox moves to second. Two outs. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0 for 3 in the game. Croner hits a fly ball into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Higgins moves to third. Al Nemec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nemec is 0 for 3 in the game. Nemec hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. Higgins scores. One out. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Charlie Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nemec moves to second. Jack Wilson now pitching. Rusty Peters pinch hits for Randy Gumpert. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nemec scores. Moss moves to second. It's Athletics, 4, Red Sox, 4. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards second base. McNair fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Bullock now pitching. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berg takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo pinch runs for Mo Berg. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Werber takes first base on ball 4. Melillo moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Melillo moves to third. Werber moves to second. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Melillo scores. Werber moves to third. Kramer moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.